All right, thanks, Jason. Like Jason said, I'm a CSU grad. I'm also a baby boomer, so that was quite a while ago. One of the things I was asked to talk about is just what some of the programs Farm Service Agency has to offer beginning farmers. FSA, if you don't know, is a agency of the United States Department of Agriculture. So I'm from the government. I'm here to help. I saw several people leave before I started talking, but that's fine. As I mentioned, I'm a baby boomer, so I've been around quite a while with the agency. In fact, over 30 years with Farmers Home Administration and FSA, and I had a great opportunity to help a lot of new farmers. It hasn't been easy for some of them. Some periods were a whole lot easier to get some young farmers started. The last couple of years has been kind of nice. Cattle price has been nice. Some of the business plans our borrowers were putting together were quite easy to put together. Almost too easy. It was scary, and we're seeing that this year. But anyway, FSA is not just farm loans. A lot of you probably know that. They also have farm programs, price support programs, conservation programs, part of this CRP programs, disaster recovery. Probably shouldn't ask this, but how many got a nice little paycheck, LFP paycheck in the mail this last year or year and a half? There's a few people who raise their hand, yeah. That was a nice check that went out. Probably came a year or two too late for some people. But it was very nice, nice little payment in part of our disaster recovery program with FSA. So what does FSA have to offer beginning farmers and ranchers? Every year, FSA targets a certain amount of funds just to beginning farmers and ranchers. And it hasn't been any problem using that money the last couple of years. We've had very good success of getting young people started. So it is happening. In Colorado, we had over 65% of all our loan monies that we loaned out here in Colorado. It went to beginning farmers and ranchers. So it is happening. If we look back 20, 25 years ago, that was probably closer to 10, 15% that went to beginning farmers. So when I first started with the agency, FSA, or back then it was Farmers Home Administration, we were known as the lender of last resort. So if you were just about bankrupt, maybe your local banker might have told a producer to go see Farmers Home Administration and see if they can't get you an emergency loan and bail you out. And that's what Farmers Home was there for. That was back in the 80s. If some of you were around in the 80s, you kind of remember some of those times. Congress has, economics has changed. Times has changed. Congress has changed. And there has been a big push in the last 5-10 years to make loans to beginning farmers and ranchers. And we've been very blessed with some very good programs, and I'll get to that here in a second. But what do we call a beginning farmer as far as FSA is concerned? Well, it's not anybody under 35. That doesn't the government can't discriminate because of age. So what they're looking at is somebody that's farmed for less than 10 years. So there might be some gray areas in there, some gray years in there that we can talk about. But for the most part, we look at how many years you've operated a farm or ranch. The other criteria is that you don't own more than 30% of the average size farm in the county. And that's all based on NAST data. If you don't know where to find that, contact your local FSA office. We can help you find that out or get in touch with me. a beginning farmer still has to meet all eligibility requirements. And they also have to participate in the operation. It just can't be an absentee owner or somebody live in town and just own a ranch. So still have to qualify. So how can a person get started? We kind of lead our applicants to get start out with an operating loan. We've got term operating loans or annual operating loans. Term operating loan is up to 7 years for the purchase of breeding stock, purchase of equipment. We can go up to $300,000. The government doesn't. We don't make the $1 million loans directly. We do have a guarantee program that we can help you with if for some of those larger operations, but we can go up to $300,000. Our current interest rate is 2.5%, so for the most part, it's a lower interest rate loan program. Annual operating loans are for the purchase of feed, seed, repairs, those kind of items. Those items have to be repaid in 1 year. That interest rate is also about 2.5%. It varies monthly sometimes, but it's a fixed rate. So how does a person get into buying a farm or ranch? As the two people before me talked about, it's not easy, and you have to sacrifice quite a bit. But we've got several options with our loan programs. We call them our farm ownership loan program. I list the three main ones here that we use are just a regular FO program. We can go up to $300,000, a 40-year term. Current interest rate's at 3 7/8, and that's also a fixed rate. Now we'll get into some eligibility criteria and some of the red tape part of the program, but that program's been very successful, been around a long time. A few years ago, we were given the opportunity to make some part what we call a participation FO loan program. This is a joint financing with another lender. So we can go up to $300,000 as long as you can find financing on for at least 50%. From another bank, Farm Credit Service, or even the seller. That interest rate's at 2.5%, and it can go up to 40 years. The last one there, it's been fairly popular in the last couple of years. Beginning farmer down payment FO. A farmer has to put down at least 5%. FSA will loan 45% as long as they can get another lender to loan the other 50%. And that rate is 1.5%, but it's only a 20-year term. Very popular program a few years ago. As far as eligibility, you know, I threw out a lot of different loan options out there, but still have to be eligible. And the main eligibility criteria is if you cannot obtain financing from another source, then good chance you're going to be eligible through FSA. Now, for the purchase of a farm, you do have to show that you have 3 years' experience of operating a farm or ranch. Now, that doesn't apply for operating loans. So we tend to, somebody brand new wanting to start out an operation, we typically target them to operating loans. So they're either going to have to lease land or work with somebody else for the land portion of it for at least 3 years. You can read the rest there. You got to be a citizen, must be 18, not delinquent on any federal debt. All that government fine print there. Now, you still have to have acceptable credit and still have to have managerial ability. You still got to know what you're doing. And be an operator of family-sized farm. So we can't get involved with too large operations, and we also can't really get involved with small hobby-type operations. So here's some application tips. When you go in and seek a loan, and maybe you've already tried this or gone talk to a FSA loan officer or even a bank office, loan officer, some of the things they're going to be asking you if you don't bring it up is, what kind of operation do you want to have? What do you need to operate that farm? How will you market your products? How much money do you need to borrow? I was pleased to hear Brandon and Zach both talk about having a plan, you got to have an idea of what you're going to do and if you can make money at it. If you can't make money at it, no one wants to hear that, or it doesn't help anybody. So have your financial records in place, your tax returns, income statements, financial records, production records. Have all that available for your lender. You got to have an idea of where you're going to do your ranching at, farming at. So have your leases ready, or at least have an idea where you're going to farm at, and where that land's located at. It's a good idea to check your credit report before you go to apply for a loan. We get a lot of hours invested in a loan application, then we pull a credit report, and it's just sad. So do yourself a favor and check, pull that yourself, and get it straightened out before you apply. And write down your goals. I heard Brandon talk about that, having a dream, and Zach both have your goals and a dream. Write them down, and show them to your lender. Show them what you want to do and how you're going to get there. It goes a long ways. I probably should have started this whole program out with this, youth loans. And one of the previous speakers talked about starting out, I guess it was Brandon, starting out with five cows. A lot of people across the country have started out with youth loans with FSA or Farmers Home Administration. It's a $5,000 loan program. If you got a son or daughter or a grandson or granddaughter, and they're at least 10 years old and in 4-H, they can get a $5,000 loan from FSA, as long as it's for some kind of agricultural operation. Great way. We've had lots of kids over the years start out with, you used to be able to buy closer to five or maybe seven or eight cows back in, when cows are a little cheaper, but now you can only buy maybe two, maybe three cows. But a lot of them bought them when they were in middle school, and you expanded that herd every year. By the time they got out of high school, they had a 25, 30 head herd, and another great way to move right into a ranching operation, or even pay for college. So great opportunity. It's available. Application process is pretty easy, if that fits your need, be sure to have your kids go and apply. As far as additional information, FSA's offices are located all around the nation. We've got eight loan offices in Colorado here. By the way, Becky Gerlach is here from Wyoming. They've got I don't know, six or seven offices up there too as well. And all over the country, the FSA has offices. Most of our loan offices are kind of consolidated into. They're not in every FSA office, so be sure to get online and find out where your office is and your local loan manager might be at. Local Extension Service, great people, have great information. We use CSU and K-State information all the time. Neighbors, relatives, friends, I think both Brandon and Zach talked about relying on the neighbors and relatives. So be sure to do that. Got some websites. There's a ton of information on the internet. And FSA is really making a push for beginning farmers, if you haven't already noticed in the last couple of years. And they're kicking off another program for financing for beginning farmers and ranchers. And you'll probably hear more about that in the next week or two, or a month or two. So lots of good stuff coming your way. So I'll be around this evening in the bullpen sessions. I'll also have the booth over there if you want any information. We've got, you know, remember, I'm from the government. Got lots of information for you. If I don't know if you ask me a question, don't know it, I can sure hand you a fact sheet. And maybe you can figure it out. So thank you very much.